Well, now that we have the headlines for this morning, we turn to Tanglewood and start, as we always do, with our gracious host, Managing Director of the BSO, Mark Volpe.
The boss is here to tell us about the amazing season ongoing at Tanglewood and maybe even some behind-the-scenes stories and rumors.
We welcome back our friend Mark Volpe to the roundtable. Any rumors?
No, I want to hear about Isaac Stern. That's what I want to hear about.
No, I was just thinking all those speeches at the convention. I know it's somewhat inappropriate for me to comment politically. I won't take a position, but it's interesting, the expectation game. You know, when you have Obama, it's like Heifetz, or you have, you know,
yeah, the best of the best.
The best, and you have the vice president like Isaac Stern, and then, you know, the expectations for Madam Secretary are so high, given the quality and the gentleman of Muslim heritage was absolutely compelling. And so it's kind of, you know, who you follow actually does matter in life. I mean,
these guys can't make a mistake, can they?
No.
And therein lies your Isaac Stern story.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Well, it was interesting. I told the story yesterday when we were just kibitzing with Andres. I was talking to Isaac, and he was a great, great friend of Tanglewood, a great friend of mine personally. And he was at a Heifetz recital, and there were multiple performances, and he heard it, and he told me he was, you know, he had to go back. And I said, you had to go back because it was so inspiring, it was so musically. He said, no, I just wanted to hear him make a mistake. I just wanted to know that the guy was mortal. And listen, when I hear the Boston Symphony, I mean, Andres was talking in the context of the Boston Symphony, and you know, obviously it's all about music making and communication and humanity, but technically speaking, I mean, the level of that orchestra, you know, when there's an occasional, I mean, and you know, the atmospheric conditions here, there's, you know, when the humidity is 98% or 145% or whatever it is, you know, the instruments, you know, the wood and metal of instruments react differently, but it's just, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I'm inspired by them every time I hear them.
So if a mistake, you're a musician, of course, we're a professional clarinet player before you took on this terrific role. If there's going to be a mistake, which section of the orchestra is it most likely to come from? I would suggest to you it will come from a French horn.
Well, French horn's a notoriously difficult instrument because it's a small mouthpiece and a long pipe, and the physics of that suggests it's going to have, I don't want to get into the physics of overtone series and all of that. But also, what are your ratings going? No. The reality is, if you're part of a, you know, a 32-person violin section, you know, you make a mistake in a fast run, no one's going to hear it. Whereas a horn, you're basically exposed. I mean, because the instrument has such a pronounced place in the orchestra. So it's just the way it is. But the reality is, you know, the professionals they just go ahead. I mean, the other thing Isaac Stern said to me that I think was, not to get into a soliloquy on Stern, but he said the great artists, when they make a mistake, and they are mortal, they make mistakes, they forgive themselves immediately. And you see this with young talent. If they make a mistake, and they're playing brilliantly for the first 4 minutes, and they make a mistake, and then it just tumbles down. They start obsessing on the mistake they made. And the same thing goes for sports. You miss a shot, the great, you know, if you're Michael Jordan, you miss a shot, guess what? The ball's back in your hands, and you're going to take another shot.
You don't have to walk into the orchestra and say, you're out of here.
Yeah, and you know, there's such a professionalism. When someone makes a mistake, no one flinches. I mean, I'll tell you a bad story. I won a concerto competition when I was 16, and my father was a professional musician for 50, 60 years, playing in Minneapolis and other orchestras, and I remember I got totally lost in the third movement of a Mozart clarinet concerto and was just scrambling, and I was trying to play from memory, and I remember my father, I looked out, and he was like 18th row, and he's just stoically looking ahead, and I look at the rest of my family, their heads are shaking, they're not professional musicians, they're grimacing, you know, it's exactly the support you need in that moment, but anyway... Enough on that.
So what do we have coming up? We have an exciting, we're going to be talking to Andres later on, and he's obviously the star this weekend. You have three wonderful concerts planned. And beyond that, because we'll be spending time with him talking about it, what else do we have coming up?
Well, I think one of our great Berkshire events every summer is the Tanglewood on Parade. And if you want to be exposed to Tanglewood and all elements of Tanglewood, the kids from the high school are involved, the kids from the Tanglewood Music Center are involved. We have this big concert culminating in a fireworks show, 1812. It's probably the loudest 1812 you'll ever hear because it's both orchestras, both the Boston Symphony and the Tanglewood Music Center, playing full blast, so to speak. And then there's tons of stuff for the kids. You have little kids playing instruments. You have face painting. You have all sorts of. We retired the monkey. Monkey was part of the experience for years, but he
retired the monkey.
We retired the monkey. He's got a good pension, but other than that, it's been one of the great Berkshire traditions.
Yeah. Have you ever had lightning during the 1812? And thunder.
Not something we encourage. I mean, especially our insurance company suggests that we don't have lightning during the 1812.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Is and otherwise, things up to this point, things have been going very well.
Yeah, I mean, we started, as I shared last time we were together, you know, we had over 105,000 people pass through Tanglewood even before we started the season. So
it's unbelievable.
You know, we're going to push, you know, 350,000 people, and it's nice to hear Kevin say, because obviously we're first and foremost a mission-driven cultural institution, but we're, you know, especially, you know, I mean, we employ roughly 1,100 people.
Wow.
You know, and you know, how many does GE currently employ in Berkshire County right now?
Right. Is anybody, hey, Mark, this is an honesty question. I need an honest answer on this. Is anybody giving you a hard time that we can help take care of? In other words, is anybody giving you a rough time?
What are you going to send out a hit on them? What are you going to
related to me or professional or what?
Any way you like. But
we know people and we're going to take care of it. What is it?
We know people. We haven't talked to their people.
No. Listen, the communities here are incredibly supportive. And we have I get up every morning and think about the culture we try to have here at Tanglewood and in Boston. So I feel good. I mean, there are always little issues.
Those are the ones I'd like to know.
No. The answer is no.
No,
I'm not going to tell you. It's probably the complete answer.
Does it when you look at what you accomplish and you think, as you say, it's admission driven. Weather plays a large role. We've had a lot of hot, dry days, but I would think that still works in your favor, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, we have 5,000 seats undercover at Ozawa Hall. We have roughly 1,000 seats undercover, but we want people to experience the orchestra in nature. I mean, the part of Tanglewood is it's just gestalt of great music and nature. And
you're absolutely right. I've been in the shed at times and say, no, I want to go outside and look up at the stars.
I do both. Mm-hmm. I do both. But the, you know, the reality is, I share this all the time. I mean, every city in North America, Asia, and Europe have concert halls and have orchestras. But what makes us absolutely unique among orchestras is the fact we have Tanglewood. And there's no other, all the Europeans that come here and they have all these festivals, but these festivals are in halls and buildings.
Sure.
There's nothing like Tanglewood in the world.
I'd love to give you a hard time, Mark. I live for it, to be honest with you. But
I'm aware of that.
But in fact, this is so important to all of us. Incredible.
Well, it's important to the community, and that matters. It's important to the musicians and the staff of the Boston Symphony, but it's important to music. I mean, we train the next generation of musicians. You know, roughly 30% of the people playing in American orchestras have been at Tanglewood. People like Wynton Marsalis and Leonard Bernstein and Seiji Ozawa and a lot of other famous people were partially trained at Tanglewood. So we certainly serve the cause of music for the Berkshires, but far beyond.
Mark Volpe is our wonderful guest this morning, our gracious host and managing director of the BSO. Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for having us and for taking such good care of us. We appreciate it. Very, very nice of
and,
you.
And for the muffins.
Yes. For more information on Tanglewood and Tanglewood on Parade, which Mark mentioned, tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.